Yeah, no, my honey. Congratulations, sitting in the dressing room, the Sam in front of you. What is it like now?
Some feeling, which I suppose last talk earlier was about doing the 2 in a row, but I suppose the talk the last 2 weeks was the rivalry between Kerry and Cork, like, and it was a mighty triumph here today. I'd say every player from 1 to 20, the five lads came on, like, gave a massive exhibition of football there today, and we're delighted with the win.
Aidan, it is all over and done with now. Was there massive pressure on in because it was Cork?
I suppose you could look at it two ways. Like, we've been in the final the last 3 years, like, so I suppose we were kind of experienced that way. Like, but I suppose the last thing last week, a lot of people were kind of saying that if we lost to Cork like this, it would be 100 years. I had the bragging rights for 100 years. Like, but yeah, there was a bit of pressure. Like, but look, you're a Kerry man. Like, are used to pressure. Like, we're coming up with the last couple of games. They had a Dublin game, and I suppose the Monaghan game. And so we're getting over these hurdles. Like, so I suppose it's nice to get away with the win today.
You were in tremendous form yourself, Aidan. You had a great game, one of your great games. You've had a lot of them. You must be very pleased now, looking back at that hour.
Yeah. I suppose you get a couple of breaks in the day. Like, I got a bit of luck with the point today. I'd say I could have gone anywhere at the very start of the game. But I think Pat's training suit was very well there. I'm doing man marking again today. I'm marking Kevin McMahon, and I suppose the training we do inside Pat kind of does a lot of work on the breaking ball and everything about the middle eight. Like, and it's short today. Like, we seem to be hungry for the ball. Like, a lot of people were saying that Cork would be hungry come in today because, like, you know, they want to win this All Ireland, the Kerry, we're sick of winning, but that's not true at all. Like, every day we come up here, we want to win. Like, you know, just Kerry people, you can see out there to support us today. We owe it to them. Like, they're travelling, they're thousands again today. Like, and I just can't wait now to home tomorrow, like, into Ranmore first off. Like, so it'll be a good day again.
Aidan, you're a member of one of the great Kerry teams now. You have really proved himself. Nobody can take that away from you. John Shukru and Pat O'Shea and the two Gainies came in this year. They were taking on a big task. I mean, they were on the loose, really. But I must say, in particular, John Shukru, the training, the way he kept you fit, you were simply flying there. Not easy to keep fellas on their toes for so long, but he came in and did it.
Well, I suppose a lot of people, like, the 6 weeks we break there from the Munster final, like, John had us doing a lot of running, like, and I think it showed there today. I suppose we were a bit match practice for the Monaghan game, like, but it showed in the Dublin game, and again there today, like, we had the legs underneath, and that's all done to John Shukru and the train by the lads. Like, it's been phenomenal all year, like, and it's great, you know, it's great praise for that man. Like, so he came in after Pat Flanagan, and that was a tough job, but, you know, what can I say about John Shukru? Like, he's a mighty man, like, and he's brought us here, like, himself and Pat, and the two again, as I said, like, this is a cup for them today. This is our thanks to him, all the work they've put in all year. Like, you were saying, like, there was a pressure the boys, and we showed there today, and they helped us through us all year, and we're just paying them back today with the result.
Finally, Aidan, I've been watching yourself and Tom Sullivan playing with your club since you were a young fella, since you were Gascoigne's. I say, come up along the line. What does it mean now to Aidan O'Mahony to be there with Tom Sullivan and to have one another All Ireland? What does it mean to be a Ranmore person?
Ah, it's great, but yeah, like, I suppose the first one 2004, like, it was great to win it, but I've been with Tom there the last couple of years, and we were neighbours as well, like, so that's unbelievable. Like, two of us from a small club in Ranmore, like, and winning with Tom, like, I shared the room with him. He's the most laid back character, so there's no pressure against an Ireland final, but that's unbelievable. Like, it's great, you know, playing with one of your own players, like, and playing with him, like, the last 10 or 12 years of the club. Like, it's a great character, Tom, like, and it's just 3 or 4 more years left in Tom, and I hope to play with him for another 5 or 6 years as well. Like, so it's just unbelievable. I suppose we're right in the board, and, like, and I suppose there's plenty of banter going on in Ranmore and Bailey's and these places, like, but. Well, thanks for the guy. The couple will be going over to the Kerry side.
I had your two sisters on the programme from the Grishin this morning. It was easy talk, and they were fairly nervous to come here. Well done, Tom.
Thanks very much.
Well done, boy. Owen Brosnan, congratulations. What does it mean to you now?
Absolutely everything. I suppose this is what we set out at the start of the year, and it's not often you achieve it. Like, I suppose you just got to savour these moments. Like, it was a fantastic performance out there. I suppose we got a few breaks in the game. Like, and it's absolutely brilliant. Like.
Were you surprised the way they capitulated and the way they gave away those goals? Did they give you the impression out there that they were very nervous?
Well, I think what we said beforehand, like, was we as a forward unit, we met last night, and we just knew that we were going to up the work rate, like, and get turnovers. It was going to be a vital part of the game, and basically that's one thing we worked on. And it sometimes it doesn't work out, but today there was a number of turnovers and they turned into scores, like, which is absolutely brilliant from our own point of view. Like, you know,
how difficult, how hard the game was it in comparison to other finals on?
Well, I suppose it was physical. They came into the game. We knew at halftime, like, that game was still in the melting point part. We were 3 points up. We knew they'd come at us. But basically, we got the goals, and then effectively, I suppose, that killed the game really off. Like.
And of course, great for you to have your teammates with you, and in particular for Pat O'Shea. Great for him.
Oh, it's absolutely superb. I suppose when Pat took the thing on last year, like, it was a clean slate for everybody. Everybody had to prove themselves to him, and it's worked hard to you after retiring, and nobody thought that there was an All-Ireland in the team in 2007, and he proved everybody wrong.
Want the best of luck and enjoy the celebrations,
my friend. We will. Thank you.
Well, no, I'm delighted to be talking to Curran man Seamus Scanlon, one of the upcoming midfielders of Kerry. He had a great game today. Seamus, first of all, congratulations bringing an All-Ireland medal to Curran. You must be the happiest man in the world.
I'm fairly happy now today, all right, Wishy, after lifting the old Sam Maguire down now today. I'm a proud enough man.
You had a great game around the middle of the field. There was a lot of skyscrapers out there, a lot of big men. How difficult was it in comparison to other games out there, Seamus?
Yeah, there was a lot of physical presence around the middle today now, like Cork brought out their centre forward and their full forward, like, so there was a lot of crowding around it. But I thought myself and Dara got a lot of possession around the middle, like, so I thought we were happy enough with it, like, you know, to get the ball into the forwards, like, and let them do the job, like, you know. So I was happy. We were happy enough with it. Yeah.
Nicholas Murphy and all those tall players out around there. How physical was the whole thing, Seamus?
Well, it wasn't too physical. Oh. I thought it'd be worse, Wishy, like, yeah. You know, because I'd say they all spread out from one another, like, so, you know, every man had their chance to go up for the ball, yeah, to, you know, to compete for the ball, like, so it wasn't too crowded after all, like, you know, so. But we got a lot of our possession anyway, like, you know.
No, I'll bring you back to the Dublin game. You kicked two great wides. Then in the second half, you didn't kick anything. You got a bit of a bollocking probably at half time. Yeah, but today, you sallied forward. You said, I'm going to get my name in the scoring. And you kicked a beautiful point from under Hill 16. Yeah. What does it mean to you kicking a point to Croke Park, Gemmers?
Yeah, it was great. It was great by me, you know. I was nervous, like, taking, you know, after the last two shots, you know, like, especially in front of 82,000 people, like, you know. But I just said, coach passed it into me, like, and I said it was easy enough to pop it over the bar, like, you know.
Yeah, come here. You really established yourself as a Kerry midfielder. You can go on. What does it mean to you to be a Curran man tonight and bringing home the cup to Curran and bringing home an All Ireland medal to the village of Curran?
Oh, I think a lot of people in Curran will be proud of what I've achieved anyway. Like, you know, I'm very proud of myself, like, you know. So I'm happy for the Curran people and all, like, you know. So, yeah.
What are your ambitions now, Seamus?
I hope to be back here again next year. No, to win the Sam Maguire again.
Who'd be your hero at midfield player? Who did you look up to most as a midfielder?
Dara O'Shea. Dara O'Shea always, when I was younger, even when I was going to watch the matches, to watch Dara O'Shea. No.
Listen, Seamus, the best of luck to you, my friend, and go away and enjoy the celebrations, and we're all very proud of you. Well done.
Thanks very much, Bishay.
Now I'm talking to Paul Gallivan, who had an absolutely outstanding game. Paul, congratulations and well done. Come here, another All Ireland medal for you. What does it mean now?
You know, I was just saying there, Bishay, you know, I'm not too sure at the moment, but just a fantastic feeling, you know, sense of relief, I suppose, too, because there was so much riding on this today for Kerry. Being it was Cork in an All-Ireland final, you know, I felt that everything we had achieved and everything Kerry football stood for was on the line today in my eyes, you know. And
was it that serious, Paul?
Oh, without a doubt. Well, you know, I can't see any other. I felt it was. I felt 100 years of being the greatest county in Gaelic football, and, you know, of dominating Cork for so long. You know, if Cork had beaten us today, we wouldn't have been left back into the county. In my eyes, I think it was that big, and the stakes were that big for us. Everything, our reputations and our pride of Kerry football was ready on 70 minutes. Like, that's how he looked at it.
You've played against Cork on a good number of occasions as you came on the Kerry team. Were you surprised at the way they went under today? Were you surprised at the way that they capitulated to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I wouldn't say they capitulated, but I think just things went against them. They had a few very unlucky breaks, but, like, I think that, I mean, I didn't even see Donaghy's goal. The ball was in the net. I faced up my man because they were breaking out of defence, and I turned to find my man, and I just faced him up. I faced away from the player. Next thing I looked around, there's a big roar, and the ball's in the back of the net, like. But, I mean, apparently Donaghy came from behind your man and took the ball off him, and that's what it was about today. That's what it was about today. Massive, massive work rate, like. Because, like I say, everything Kerry football stood for was riding on this game today, in my eyes.
There was a lot of talk coming up to the match that this was going to be a very physical game, it was going to be a hard game. There was a few little bit scuffles, all right, little hold me back, let me at him type of things, nothing very serious. How hard was it in that respect, Paul, in comparison to other games?
We went out to make it hard. We had every intention of making it hard. And we had every intention of making it physical, because we don't feel there's any team that will out-muscle us, you know. And it was our intention to go out and get very, very physical and get very aggressive with these fellas. And, I mean, physical play never bothers us, and we actually enjoy it. And if there's a physical battle to be fought, we'll fight it. And if there's football to be played, we'll play. And the physicality is never a problem. We went out to up the physical stakes, and I think we did that. I think our first half performance set the tone. Lots of turnovers, lots of hits going in, breaking ball, you know. The start of the game was key, like the first 20 minutes. We hit them very, very hard and put them back a few times, and we knew then, but that was the key, you know. Did we have the hunger? Were we able to chase a guy down and turn the ball over and get a block down? I mean, Owen Brosnan chased Noel O'Leary down the line after 10 minutes. O'Leary made a break and him chased him 40 yards and blocked the ball down, took it off him and came back down the field. But that was the key to this game today. Turnovers, blocking them up, stopping them up, that kind of stuff, you know.
When Jack O'Connor stepped down, there was many fellas in Kerry lining up to take the job. Pat O'Shea and the lads came in, they're after doing a superb job, they're after freshening you up. They did. What's your view on what has happened in the last 12 months?
You know, I think the boys have done a great job, no doubt about it. But, you know, I think that back to back, maybe the change of management was the key, you know. No disrespect to anybody, and Jack did a fantastic job. And I think the back to back is it was so hard to achieve, and we tried it before. And maybe it was the new approach. You know, I'm not saying it was a better approach or a worse approach, but it was the new faces maybe and the new voice, and having to find that edge personally to keep your position for a new manager was probably maybe what swung it for us this year, you know. But the boys came in and, you know, they didn't really change all that. They put a lot of trust in the players, and they realised that the players were very experienced at this stage, and Pat obviously did bring a few new things, and I think the change of management worked well and was important, yeah.
Paul, you know as well as I do that in Kerry now they're going to be talking about 3 in a row. This is going to happen from tonight on already in the pubs in Kerry and all over the county. That's what they're going to be talking. That's Kerry the way it is.
We just started in the dressing room next door, yeah. Talking about it, so
yeah.
We want, of course, like that's what Kerry football is all about. That's, and maybe it's time for a new dynasty in Kerry football, you know.
Yeah.
The Kerry's the greats are the greats, but maybe we can create a new dynasty of our own, and that's the aim.
Finally, before I finish up with you, you're working Killarney now. You're teaching below in St. Brendan's College. Any chance you'll play with my club, known Killarney?
The Crokes maybe. Wish first maybe.
Cross no. Before the Legion.
I don't know. No. I'll be staying on my own club. No. But yes, I'm happy out in the same. They've been very good to me so far, and I'm probably a bit safer in Killarney these days now than I was in Cork.
Paul, well done and congratulations. Right, you're a credit to the county.
Thanks, Wish. Thanks.
Cullum, congratulations. Looking back at it now.
Yeah, delighted. You know, I suppose it was big stakes up today. You know, Kerry Cork, huge rivalry, and it was a winner take all. Really, you know, if Cork had beaten us today, not many people would remember the Munster Championship. So we knew there was big stakes in the line today, and we're just delighted to win back to back.
I was watching you training for the last couple of weeks. I thought you were at your sharpest. How did you feel?
Yeah, well, I knew there was a big one in me. To be honest, I was coming together a little bit more. I was feeling better. My body was in good shape, and you know these things. Maybe you know me yourself anyway, and I'd be my own worst critic, you know. So I know when I'm not going too well, and I try to improve all the time. And I felt the last couple of weeks I was getting back to the level that I wanted to be at, and thankfully I got there today.
The goal that you flicked in over your head, did you realise that the goalkeeper was coming off his line, Cullum?
Yeah, I could hear Alan coming alright, and I knew Kieran O'Connor was pretty close, so I felt that if I got any nick in it at all, there was a chance that I might hit the net. And it was maybe a mix up on their part, but something we'll happily take, you know.
Were you surprised the way Cork kind of folded, and that did you think that they were going to be better?
I don't know, did they fall too much? The scores in the start of the second half were killer blows for them, you know, and that'd be hard for any team to come back. They kept plugging away, they got a goal, they got it back, but I suppose they will be disappointed with their performance. But in fairness to our guys, I'd have to give them huge credit. We play with a very high intensity all day, and maybe Cork has found it a little bit hard to get to that, and we had two very hard games coming into it as well.
And Darragh O'Shea setting a Kerry record for appearances in Championship football. Once again he came up trumps. He was outstanding.
Darragh's a star, you know. He's an awesome player. He's pulled us out of so many holes around the country now. I won't even try and start to tell you about him, but an amazing player, and he deserves everything he gets.
I hope you don't mind me mentioning it, but I'm going to say it. I've no doubt your father Mike would be a very happy man today. We'd be drinking a few pints in nice to remember him in a winning dressing room with the Sam Maguire Cup in front of his son.
Yeah, I'm sure he's looking down on us today, you know. He was here in 2004 when I won my first one, so I'm sure he's looking down today, and very proud of all the lads here.
Listen, Cullum, well done.
Thanks, lads. Thanks.
Thanks, Kieran, congratulations. Was it a dream game for you, the way it unfolded?
The dream unfolded when Declan Sullivan lifted Sam Wishy, and that's what we've been striving for all year, and just delighted for the man himself got it, you know. And he's had a player of the year performance again. He's been excellent, and unbelievable for him to lift the Sam Maguire for 2 years in a row, and surely, you know, he'll get football of the year. He's been carrying us for a lot of games this year.
Describe those two goals to us.
Hard to describe, really. First one just got a shock, turned round and got the ball in my hand, was waiting for the goalie to be on me straight away, and turned around, there was no goalie, so it was the easiest goal I ever scored, definitely for Kerry, if I ever got one.
What about the second one then?
The second one was just very like the Armagh one last year. We see the same kind of a ball in, I could see the goalie was coming and I knew my fella was coming, so I kind of just tried to touch it, and the two of them, I was lucky enough that I got out of the way, and the two of them hopped off each other and fell on the ground, and then I went over and I thought Didier Drogba would be proud of that finish now himself, where I kind of swivelled, knocked it into the corner.
You salted dummy to yourself.
I did, yeah, I saw the dummy to myself.
Come here, Kieran, going into the game, was the plan to leave you inside and to play all high ball into you? What was the game plan?
I think it was kind of opposite to that, really.
Was it?
Low ball, it just kind of worked out, really, that fellas found themselves kind of out the field with no other option and just ended up lamping in high in. I'm a big believer of lamping in the ball, like, you know, like, you have to play your ball in front, obviously, and that worked to great perfection today for us. But the high ball again, like, you see it, we got two goals out of it. If it's in around the house, you get a break. Like Declan Sullivan's goal against Monaghan, Gooch's goal today, my second goal, all high balls in around the house, and breaks came and we were there to take them.
Paul Gallivet has told me, I was talking to him, that the word has already gone out that you're going to go for the 3 in a row.
That's Galvin's thinking. He's already now at home thinking about it. No, I'm just delighted for him. He was excellent again today. And yeah, so 3 in a row. That's going to be the aim when we get back training in January.
Were you surprised the way Cock folded?
I think my first goal, we should start of the second half, is a dagger blow for them, really. You know, they're coming out probably with full intentions of, we'll get at Kerry now early in the second half, get the game back to level. All of a sudden, bang, they're down 6 points. And the other goal was another dagger. Do you know, like, goals win games, and I was saying, like, even when they got their goal, I said, oh, jeez, the whole I know is only 7 points, and you're still worried. The goals win games, and we've always said that. The Gooch always tells me that, and excellent today again. Colin Cooper, man the match, without a doubt. He surely got it today.
I don't know, but listen, we can give it to him here anyway. Come here. The importance, Kieran, of beating Cork. How important was it really now to beat Cork today? More than any other county.
Yeah, without a doubt, we see. I think the pressure on us was big today, to be honest. Fellas talking like, oh, if we don't beat Cork, they'll always have it in us. And you know, I was worried. The fellas were talking about it too much, that it wouldn't get on us if the game was tight and the pressure got in. But no doubt, with fellas like Darren O'Shea and Paul Galvin playing around the place, motivating us and getting to every ball, and just delighted for everybody.
You're listening to me. Well done. We're all very proud of you, boy, and keep it up.
You're the man,
Padraig. Congratulations. A boyhood dream come true, is it?
Guaranteed wish it. I suppose it's every young fella down in Kerry, like, when they pick up a football and put on the, or they're striding to put on a green and gold on their back, like, it's just a dream come true to me to tug out in an All-Ireland final day with the likes of the O'Shea's and the boys running out to Crow Park, like, and to win this, more importantly. It's a dream come true, like, it's absolutely brilliant.
You had a superb game. You put any money that came into your pocket. Were you in the best form of your life going out to this game today?
It went okay. Like, you know, things were going fine in training. Like, we were working, all the boys were working hard, like, in training. And we felt good, like, going into the game. Like, there was a lot of talk, a lot of hype around Cork. Like, they were going to stop Kerry doing the double. Like, we took no more notice of that. Like, we just said we'd concentrate on our own game. It's a 70-minute game, like, and we do what we do best, like, and go out and play football. And thankfully, we got the right result in the day.
What does it mean to be the first man from Little Scatterglen to win an All-Ireland scene in the middle? What's it going to do for the club? What's it going to do for the parish?
Do you know, it's great, like, to represent Scart as well. Like, and it's nice to be the first man to have a medal. Like, I suppose hopefully it'll bring on the youth there. Like, there's a good young senior team there, and there's a good young underage team. It's a small club, like, very small with numbers and everything. But hopefully, like, it'll be a bit more enthusiasm about football, and I'm sure, like, if fellas in the club stay at it, there'll be a few more putting on the green and gold jersey in years to come.
And your ambitions now to stay there and win maybe about 4 or 5 more All-Irelands, I'd imagine.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. Like, next year's another year. Like, there's such competition in the panel. First job is try to make the first 15 again, like, and build on. We've got 2 in a row, and this team is so ambitious. Like, we're going to go. Pat's even said it in the dressing room there after the game. Like, we got 2. We're going to go out next year and set our stall straight away and go for another 3 in a row. Like, this team, everyone works hard for each other. Like, we give it everything, and we won't be complacent. We're 2 in a row. We look for bigger things.
Well, Paddy, go away and enjoy the homecoming, enjoy the celebrations, enjoy yourself. You're a great young man. We're all very proud of you, and I know on Scatterglen you have rejuvenated the whole parish, and they'll be all so proud. Well done, my friend.
Thanks very much, Richie. Thanks, Miller.
So, Morris, what are your memories of him?
Well, my first contact with him was in Lixnaw Primary School when he was about I suppose maybe 7 years of age, when I'd be going coaching the hurling, and he'd be he was a young lad going there like in first or whatever class he was in at the time, and that was my first memory of him. But straight away you got the impression that he was highly talented at the hurling, like, you know. I didn't know he was so talented at the football until he came to about 14 or 15. I suppose he wouldn't have played football seriously until then, because hurling would have been his first game, and it'd been from Lixnar, like, you know. I have a clear memory of the first summer camp I did in Lixnar, and his mother bringing him to the summer camp. I suppose he was seven, and warning him to leave on his helmet during the course of the camp. But at some stage near the end of the camp, he took off his helmet and got a bang in the forehead, and I had to take him to the doctor at 7 years of age and hold him up on the table while the doctor was putting stitches in his forehead. Matter of fact, only recently he showed me the mark that was still there, and then having to take him home to his mother and explain to her.
And come here, how did he react when he was inside with the doctor getting the stitches in?
He was only seven, I suppose, maybe seven or eight at the time, and like any young lad, he was, you know, he wasn't too happy about getting stitched in. I remember having to hold his hands while the doctor was Dr. Fahey at the time was trying to put in a few stitches, but there was a bit of temper on him then. You could see, like, that he didn't want to be stitched, and that was it, like, you know. But Paul, he always had fantastic talent. What I noticed about him as well was in the hurling, like, as a young fellow growing up, you'd see him playing with Lex now on the 12s and the 14s, with the sidestep he had, like, you know. He had this sidestep that seemed to be born with him, and he could throw fellas off with a fantastic sidestep, and he's brought that right up. Even I seen him do it last Sunday in Croke Park again, when he'd be soaring with a ball, just a little step to the side and throw his move off the scent, more or less, and away he'd go, like, you know. He always had that, and he always had a bit of temper as well. I've been involved with him all the way up along the line, because I was involved with him then with the Kerry under 21 hurlers, and then of course again with Finuig in the football. Then when I was training Finuig, he won All Ireland under 21 hurling final with Croke Park, in Croke Park with Kerry, B final. On the day that Kildare beat Kerry in the semi final, we were playing at 12 o'clock that day. Kildare footballers beat Kerry in the semi final, the All Ireland. Paul was playing with the Kerry under 21 hurlers that day, and we won the final, you know. And I remember we had a great day, and he was again very talented at that. But then of course I was involved with him again with Finuig footballers, but he always, as you said, you know, that he kind of plays on the edge. But if you take that away from him, then you take away his strengths, really, like, you know. You don't ever take that away from a guy who has it, because that's really part and parcel of what he is. And that's why Jack O'Connor and Pat O'Shea and all these great coaches love him so much, to be part of their team, because if you haven't got that in the team, well, then you have nothing, you know.
What does he bring to team, Morris?
Well, he's a born winner. He always believed he was the best at whatever he'd done, whether it was hurling or football. He always believed that he was the best, you know, and that's vital to a player, like, you know. Always believed that there was nobody better than him, and that he could take on anybody and beat anybody, and a great belief in his own ability. And of course, he was willing to do the work as well. I mean, there was a lot of guys in Finuig who grew up with him, and at the same age, who were almost as talented as footballers as him, but they wouldn't have the same dedication to training. And I'm sure, like, looking at his physique now, he has spent hours upon hours upon weeks upon years in the gym and in the field, doing stuff on his own when nobody else was around, you know. And that's why he's such a great player, because he was willing to do all that kind of stuff on his own, you know, and bring himself up to the level that was needed to win All Ireland football with Kerry, because he was coming from the heart of Kerry hurling, really, like, you know. And it is always believed out here in the Kerry hurling area that if you're from the Kerry hurling area, and no matter how good a footballer you are, you're not going to get a chance because you're from the hurling area. But Paul kind of put pay to that belief, because he was so good, nobody could ignore Paul as a footballer.
After the 21 hurlers, did he play senior hurling, Morris?
Oh yeah, certainly played senior hurling. He would have been playing senior hurling with Kerry at the time, like.
Yeah.
Paul Galvin is the most talented. I would put him up there with Shane Brick as being the two most talented hurlers in Kerry, and you'll see him next week, the week after next, sorry, in the county hurling final with Lixnar. I was training the Lixnar hurlers when they won the county championship last in 2 years ago, and they beat Debbie Dorn in the replay.
He wouldn't have won it without him.
All Ireland final, and got I know there's 5 or 6 points from play, like, with just 1 week's hurling under his belt. Paul Galvin, if he was a Corkman or a Kilkenny man, he would be starting with the Cork hurlers, the Kilkenny hurlers. Nice. He's that much of a hurler. I would rate him as a better hurler than a footballer. I think he would rate himself probably as a better hurler than a footballer. He's a really skillful hurler, fantastic hurler, left and right, can get points from any angle, and, you know, just a tremendous hurler, you know. And I suppose all his family background, the guy Galvins. Well, the Galvins would be recognised in Lixland, in Kerry, as being, you know, as being a great hurling family. Always have been, you know.
Were you surprised, Morris, that he has made it to the star he is now?
Oh, gee, no surprise at all. That's been in him from the start. It was a surprise to me at the start when I realised that he was such a good footballer, because I would always have said that he was going to make it big in hurling, like, you know, from a Kerry point of view and from a Kerry club point of view. And, you know, you can't, and I suppose maybe that's what he recognised himself, that you can get really to where you want to get as a hurler in Kerry, because there's so few clubs and the pick is so small. So I think that's maybe why he took football so seriously at the end of the day. But I think if you were to ask Paul what his first love is, like, I mean, it's still tell you hurling is his first love. And I know that, like, you know, but he is such a fantastic footballer. It's no surprise to anybody that he's made this, you know.
Morris, behind it all, he's a kind of an individual. He seems to be deep, very deep thinking individual, and he's very focused, and it's an unusual kind of a fella deep down.
Yeah, he is an unusual kind of a fella. I wouldn't say that myself and Paul have been great buddies all the way along, but we've often had a bit of a rumpus because as I said, I've been coaching him here and there along the line. But as soon as the rumpus is over and the day after, you meet Paul on the road and it's all forgotten about. Whatever the rumpus was about, it sorted out there and then, and, you know, he gives his point of view and he's not afraid to give his point of view on it, like, and that's a strength he has as well, like, you know, but it's all forgotten about the day after and the business of the team. It's all about the team again the day after, and it's all about getting on with the job and that's it, you know. But he's a lovely character. I mean, he's a great crack and great fun to be out with, and you know, he enjoys the fun. But when he puts his mind to something and when there's something to be done, he'll get down and he'll do the work, and he won't be afraid of doing the work. And if he has something to say about it, he'll tell you about that as well, you know.
If there were two instances now, Morris, in a hurling game and a football game that stands out for you about him, what would they be?
Well, I mean, the incident of the hurling I just said to you about, coming back 1 week after an All-Ireland football final, you know, having played in an All-Ireland football final, lost to Tyrone, you know,
yeah.
and being ready for a county hurling final, coming on and getting 5 points from play and being very close to being man of the match, you know what I mean? Like, with 1 week's preparation, just showed his talent as a hurler. In football, I suppose it's just going in for breaking ball and doing the dirty stuff when other players, you know. Basically, I'm not talking about dirty in a bad sense. I'm just talking about putting his head in.
Yeah, gathering up ball. Yeah,
wouldn't put their leg. You know, he just goes in to win the breaking ball all the time, and that's it. But of course, I remember him in the dressing room. You know, in the dressing room before Finuweek played that All Ireland football final against Tyrone. I can't remember the name of the Tyrone team we played, but I remember him being lying up on the table, maybe 10 minutes before the match with his eyes closed and just getting himself totally focused. And he stayed there for 10 minutes, just basically, you know, eyes closed, obviously thinking the game out, coming out and getting 1-7 in the final. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of a thing. And that's just Paul Galvin. You know, that's the way he is. He's a fellow you'd want. I'd rather have him on my side than not on my side. You know what I mean?
When you mentioned there about being in the dressing room beforehand, is he a quiet man in the dressing room? Does he do that? Or is he a fella that'll stand up going around to fellas and getting and shouting at fellas or getting going? Does he do his own thing?
Shouting in the dressing room. He certainly will go around, particularly to the younger lads in the dressing room, and talk to them and encourage them and give them a little bit of advice here and there. But he's not a man for shouting. If he's playing himself, like, what he wants to do is get himself focused into the shower room, that they put his two legs against the wall and laid back, closed his eyes again, and it's all part of, I suppose, that they've all of their own techniques for getting themselves properly focused and properly up for a game. Paul just lead up on the physio table and stayed there for 10 minutes and just got himself ready for it, mentally ready, and this Morris did the same. And I suppose great players have their own way of getting themselves mentally ready, but Paul wouldn't be a shouter or a sweet inside the dressing room. He'd be a guy for giving a little bit of advice, but in the 10 or 15 minutes before the game, he just gets it, closes his eyes and just gets himself totally focused.
So finally, Morris, sum him up for me. If you can.
How would you describe Paul Galvin? I suppose, you know, he's got it all. Like, he's just a ball of fire, totally fired up. I'd rather him on my side than not on my side all the time. You'd want Paul Galvin on your side if you want to win, like, you know.
And he's very consistent, isn't he?
Tremendous, tremendously consistent, but he's tremendously fit and tremendously powerful, and tremendously focused, and you know what I mean, and he wants to do, he wants to be the best all the time, you know what I mean. He just wants to be the best. He knows he's got the ability, whether it's holding a football, he just knows he's got it, like, and he wants to go out and show it all the time, and he does most of the time. In fairness to him, you know.
Yeah. Not Willie.
Yes,
no, Paul Gallivan. No, what were your first impressions of him when he started playing with the school?
I suppose the first thing that was psycho issue, but then again, I probably would have seen him with Lixnar teams underage and then Finnoic football underage. His complete and utter dedication and his will to win.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit small in size at that time, but. Like I said, the size of the dog in the fight, but certainly the size of the fight in the dog.
Yeah.
His utter determination would be what I would remember most about him.
Would he be one of the most competitive players that ever went to your school?
I would say definitely, Wish. I would say, you know, without taking anything away from his ability as a footballer, or indeed as a hurdler, other lads would have maybe had as much ability as him, but no one would match his determination and his commitment.
Yeah. Morris Lee, he told me that he'd probably be even a better hurler than a footballer.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I think if he was down in Cork and put the same effort into training and doing the weights and all that kind of thing, I'm sure he's something that would be a Cork hurler. And I'm sure, listening to some of the reports from this door, Celtic or whatever that, if he was to concentrate on soccer, he'd be just as good there.
What did he win with you, Willie?
He captained us to win our first ever. We had never won a Munster. In fact, we had won a Kerry under 16 title with 26 years.
Yeah.
And Paul was the captain of the first team that won it. And that team went on then to win our first ever Munster under 16 vocational schools title. Unfortunately, we came up against a man we had to have a few battles with later on, Peter Canavan.
Yeah.
And company with Owen Mulligan beat us in the All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, I remember it well.
2 years later then, he captained us to win our first Kerry senior title with about 35 years.
Yeah.
And we went down and also won the Munster, but we were beaten by a crowd from Castlebar in the All-Ireland semi-final.
Could you see him at those times, Willie? Could you see him at those times going forward to become the star he is today?
Well, I suppose you would always be hoping he would. You know, a lot of the time it doesn't work out that way. But then he got a bad injury, as we probably know. He missed 2 years with the Kerry under 21s against Waterford.
What happened to him that time?
He hurt his shoulder against Waterford under 21s.
Yeah.
Without he'd have an operation that eventually.
Yeah.
And that's why he missed most of 2 years that time. And to be honest with you, I thought his chances were probably gone that time. You know, we probably all felt that the shot would come against him in high class stuff. But thankfully it didn't. And he's gone on from strength to strength.
What did he bring to the dressing rooms, Willie? Was he quiet before a game and
He was probably the best leader that I've come across, but one that stands out in my mind was back in 1999, we had won the senior championship. We were on the 21 final against Kinmare. UCC were playing the Cork final the following day, and there was even doubts whether we would play him or whether he'd want to play. But he wasn't the captain of the team, but he nearly always took over at the team talk. And he turned around to me inside the dressing room and he said, if we don't win this under 21 medal, I'm not collecting my senior medal because it won't be worth the damn to me.
Yeah?
That was the start of the, you know, in Fitzgerald Stadium before UCC played the Cork final.
No, wait a minute. This was with Causeway now, will you?
No, sorry, this was with Lixnar.
Lixnar, the under 21.
I cast it over. We hadn't won, it was our first ever under 21 title win.
Yeah, and he wasn't going to collect which medal then?
He didn't want to win to collect his senior medal at the social the following Christmas if we didn't win the under 21. He was telling this to the players.
And just he had won the senior medal with?
Won the senior, but we had a very young team.
With Lixnar?
About 8 of them were under 21 as well.
Yes.
And we were in the under 21 final about a month later.
Yeah.
And that was the, that was his worst of the team. He did not 20 silver medal.
What did you win by?
Oh, about 14 points.
Is that right? And did he play a blinder? He did.
We took him off after half an hour. He rambled into the field and scored the goal.
Yeah.
We took him off then to spare him for the cup.
So, Willie, how would you describe Paul Gallivan now?
Well, I suppose, like I said, just that fierce, competitive, very, very focused. And expected the same from... I suppose I'm not really a soccer man. I believe you're a Manchester United man. I everything I kind of read and hear about Roy Keane, and Roy Keane would be his hero, and, strikes me about Paul Gallivan.
Spot on, yeah.
Fierce determination. Yeah. Expects the same thing from everyone else.
Yeah.
I don't know if this should be put into print, but I'll just give it to you on your... himself and my own lad, Patrick, would be the best of friends. We were training one evening after school, and the two... had a bit of noise behind me, and I was refereeing a bit of a match between them. And when I looked around, there was my two boys and their boxing.
Yeah.
And it turned out the two of them were on the same team.
Yeah.
And the reason I found out afterwards was Paul felt my fella wasn't trying hard enough. And half an hour later, the two of them were sitting in the back of my car coming home from school after training, and they're talking away. They're still the best of friends.
Behind it all, then, Willie, he gives me...
I still don't want to give the impression that because I don't want to go down the fighting side of him, but...
Oh, no.
Every you know yourself, that's where he's at. He's on the edge.
He is, but he is, Willie, but if he's not on the edge, he'd be no good.
He'd be no good.
Let's be fair about it.
And, I mean, Jack O'Connor has said that to me, like... That's where... And, I mean, people like, I mean, Mick O'Dwyer and Jack O'Connor, who know a lot more about football than me, and Colm O'Rourke, have said that he'd be the first one that'd pencil in any team that'd be putting together.
And behind it all, then, Willie, he gives me the impression, talking to him, he's a kind of a deep, kind of a dark, kind of a very deep thinking, kind of a philosophical kind of a filler.
Well, I suppose our principal John Reagan would always say that he was very... single-minded. He was very sure of what he wanted to do.
He
was his own man.
He was, yeah. Correct. That's what he
was. There was a strike below on the school one time, you know, there were students going something or other.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were, some of them were forward, some were against it, more were sitting on the fence. But Paul was very much against it, and he walked past the whole lot of them, and he didn't care, like he was going to do his own thing.
That would sum him up, really, wouldn't it?
It would. Single-minded, focused, determined. Another example I would give, like, he one of those teams, though, he was after getting about six stitches in a hurling match at the weekend, and we were training maybe Tuesday evening, and his mother, I remember meeting his mother, collecting him from school to carry him in to get the stitches out, get the exam, and so we presumed that he wouldn't be at training. And when we went down at 4 o'clock, the first man waiting below with his gear was Paul.
He was.
After getting his stitches out, he was ready to go.
He'd play a big part in the county final, will he?
I would hope he would. I would hope he would.
When he came on there 2 years ago, I remember being over, I think he scored 5 points.
He served just the first day. He got the equalising point.
Yes.
And when he played in, he scored 5 points.
He did. Great bit of stuff. Come here, Will. Thanks for that.
That's a tower, my pleasure.